Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Many things that we won't fall prey to, we need to learn. This is what they did. This is what happened. When they were in the wilderness and they kept sinning against God, and they kept wanting things to consume it upon their lust, God finally gave in to them. Said, all right, I'm going to send you flesh. He sent them flesh. They got their request. But the scripture says in the book of Psalms that he gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their soul. I want you to think about that a moment. He gave them. After a while, he said, all right, take it. It's yours. Have it. But along with that, the purpose of God for that generation was canceled out. He sent, what do we mean leanness? He sent leanness into their soul. That generation that failed there, they didn't have a capacity. Amen. Let me see. This glass is the capacity of what God wants to do. He wants to fill your life up all the way to the rim, like this cup is filled up. When they kept sinning, it got to a point where God said, okay, here's where I draw the line. This generation will not go in. In other words, he sent leanness where they had a full capacity of life. He sent leanness to where they can only contain about that much. Still his people, but they can only contain that much. In other words, they would not experience what God had destined for them. They would die. God would keep shoes on their feet. He would continue the manna to fall. He would keep the cloud over their head. He would keep the fire by night. Their clothes would not wax old, but every day they were growing older. They were destined to die out there and not go in because he sent leanness. The promise coming out of Egypt was to take them into a promised land, land flowing with milk and honey. But because of sin, leanness came into their soul and they had no capacity. They forfeited. They had no capacity for what God wanted for their life. This is just a little taste of what sin, constant sinning. Yes, you have forgiveness. You'll have mercy because you belong to God. But what happens to you? What happens to your seed? What happens to those that are connected to your life when you're not in your place? You know, I love the story of David and his mighty men because David had some bad brothers around him. Yeah, one guy that killed, that slew 800 men all by himself. Not 100, not 200, not 300, 800 by himself. He had one that slew 700. There were others that did great exploits, greater exploits than David had done. But see, David knew his place. You see, because David knew his place, no matter how strong the men were around him, they could find their place. And their place was not David's place. See, when you're constantly sinning, when you're allowing sin, just stuff that you know God. See, God still hates sin. He still loves you. But what are you forfeiting? If you don't find your place, who's supposed to come and be a blessing to your business? Who's supposed to come and, amen, who's part of your destiny that can't come because you can't find your place? Because you refuse to let go of some stuff that is just temporal. I'm going to tell you something about the deception of sin too. But David, do you understand? David knew his place. So the mighty men could fall in their place around David. If David had not known his place, those mighty men would have been fighting for his place. Who's going to be in his place? Where are you supposed to be? What has God spoken to you? If you don't break that cycle, like Israel, they had promises that were never fulfilled. Not that generation. The very thing that they said, have you brought us and our children out here to die? Not the children. The children were raised up and taken in. So think about that. That's very important that we think about that and that we understand that. Tell somebody again, walk in his grace. You see, even if a person is constantly receiving mercy about something, it's doing something in your soul realm. And you are becoming leaner and leaner and more numbed to certain things. It's like it's not a big deal now. You know, if you do something one time, it's like, like the end of the world, and you go before God. But if you're constantly doing that, and constantly doing it, after a while, you'll stop even asking forgiveness. It'll just become your lifestyle. And you'll be witnessing and testifying about God doing that at the same time. Without any conscience. Another thing that sin does, it damages your heart. What it does to your heart, constantly sinning, will cause you to have difficulty trusting or even believing God. Because you've taken it on in your own strength. You're going to do this yourself. And even if God speaks to you about something, you doubt that. Because you're operating under a whole nother law. As a saint, a child of God, operating under a whole nother law. See, that's how twisted the whole grace thing is. You got people just doing stuff and doing stuff and doing stuff in the name of grace. But the grace is the enabling that's supposed to get you over. Supposed to get you to conquer sin, to have dominion over sin, to live above it. And it doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. You will. I'm talking about living in a lifestyle that God hates it. Sin will make you doubt God's love and even his ability to forgive you. See, sin damages a person's heart. Even the cardia, even the physical heart, but the spiritual heart, to where you will find it hard to trust or believe God in the future. You'll struggle. And you'll wonder, why am I struggling so with things? Condemnation, all these things. I'm going to show you here a little later. Don't blame God, because it's not even God punishing you. God's not the one punishing you. God loves you. God wants to see you delivered. What's punishing you is the sin, is the fruit of it. The wages of sin is death. That pain, that ache, that discomfort, that confusion, all that stuff, that's not God punishing you. That's not even the devil. That's the result of sin. So see, we got to redo this whole grace message. To understand what grace is. Grace enables me. Because sin is out to destroy me. Or sin is out to destroy you. Or your family. The thief cometh but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Do you know the devil himself is under the law of sin? He's not above sin. He can't get out of sin. Amen. It's over him. And if we could view him as he is, we would see what sin has done to him from the time that he was created. Do you understand? From the time he sinned till now, he has been reduced. Okay, I'm a little ahead of myself. But do you know your warfare is not even against the devil? People fighting the devil, fighting the devil. We got that twisted too, just fighting the devil, fighting the devil. I'll show you something there as well. But your warfare is not. Now, our focus is not even the devil. He is an adversary. Now, I'm not taking that from him. He's an adversary. He's against us. He hates us. He wants to destroy us, but he's not even our focal point. Why isn't he our focal point? Because Jesus already defeated him. Amen. Now I'm following the Holy Ghost here because he's messing my notes up. But anyway, even sin, our focus should not be on sin. Now, I have to teach this. I have to make you aware of some things, but in our daily walk, our focus shouldn't be on sin. We shouldn't have a sin consciousness. And the reason being, the only sin that you should constantly be conscious of is a sin that Jesus didn't pay the price for. Now, is there a sin that he hasn't paid the price for? Then there ought to be no sin that you ought to be conscious of all the time. Do you understand? Only place we need to be worried about is where Jesus didn't pay the price. But if I read my Bible right, Jesus paid the price for everything. Past, present, future, amen. He paid the price for everything, so everything's covered under the blood. Amen. So, James chapter 4. Go there with me. James chapter 4, verse 6. He starts out here with an interesting, how it's worded. He says in verse 6, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Somebody say, he gives more grace. Verse 6, but he gives more grace. Now I'm wondering, okay, more grace than what? But he gives more grace. Okay, the question should be, more grace than what? But he gives more grace. I want you to ask yourself, more grace than what? Well, let me bring something into light. No matter how, let me say this. God will always give you more grace, that is, his ability to conquer. In any situation, you will always have more grace than there is power of sin that is present. That's why it says, but he gives more grace. In other words, no matter what temptation may come, no matter what the enemy might present with you to you or whatever you may be drawn away from, he gives more grace. In other words, you'll always have more ability to overcome or to conquer than there is power that lies in sin. That's why it says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. In other words, wherever there's sin, the temptation to sin, the power of grace, the ability of grace, it'll much more abound.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 7 of Mega Grace. Abounding in grace. Grace is God's ability. It is not God's ability to overlook your sin. God holds us accountable. Ananias and Sapphira died because God abhorred sin. Grace and mercy are different. Mercy is God's ability to forgive sin, and grace is the enabling that allows you to conquer sin. The desire to have what you want and not want God's desires for you can lead to leanness for your soul. Failure to comply with God's ordinances will cause you to not experience what God has destined for your life, and it shortens your capacity for the things of God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.